蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎收听蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。说起来啊，中国人的性情呢是受传统文化的影响，相对来说都是比较内敛的，所以在情感方面的表达也都是比较少，比较表面的。我常常在想啊，古时候特别是唐宋时期诗词歌赋盛行的时代，人与人之间的情感交流是怎样的呢？那些优美呀、豪放啊、深情的诗句到底是在人前与人面对面的抒发呢，还是说独自一个人的时候写在纸张上，再借机羞涩地传递给倾诉的对象呢？如果真的是第二种的状态呢，我倒是觉得很像现代社会人们的生活方式了。因为现代人呢，特别是很多年轻人，在网络中，在电脑、手机上，每一个人都是个性鲜明、情感丰富的虚拟人物。但回归到现实呢，却是满满的孤独感，甚至自我封闭。坦白说，情感是每一个人的需要，但有些人看重的是数量，有些人看重的是深度，有些人呢看重的是表达方式。而当我们讲到情感、感情的时候，常常会浮现脑海的就是爱情。因为爱情中的情感表达和流露呢，都是很浪漫、很让人心动的，所以也是很吸引我们的。但是我们必须要承认的就是，每一种的人际关系之间都有情感的存在，而我们与每一个人之间的关系的密切的程度呢，自然也就取决于情感的深度。近来呢，查尔斯一直在跟我们分享父爱何其深广这个题目，由我们与地上的父亲的关系呢，深入到与天上的父亲的关系。他就分享到，地上的父亲呢，因为人本身的有限，是无法满足我们许多层面的需要的，包括物质的、情感的等等。但是天上的天父上帝，他可以满足我们一切的需要，他也愿意满足我们生命的需要。那么，今天我们将带来最后一篇有关这个题目的分享。我们再一次的透过查尔斯的分享来认识，我们每一个人共同拥有的这个天上的父亲是怎么样的。
Welcome to Haven Today. I'm Charles Morris, sharing the great story that's all about Jesus. Thank you so much for joining me as we finish our series this week called How Deep the Father's Love. All of our earthly relationships reflect an aspect of God's love for us. He perfectly fulfills our desires for motherly affection and care, our longing for friendship, the bond that brothers and sisters share. But Scripture doesn't say we have a mother in heaven. It says we have a father. And his love for us is deeper than we can imagine. I can
only imagine. 我们在地上的种种人际关系，从不同的层面反映出神对我们的爱。我们所渴望的母亲般无微不至的照顾与关爱，朋友间知心的情谊，或是兄弟姐妹那种紧密的联系，都可以在神的爱中得到满足。但圣经并没有说我们有个在天上的母亲，而是说有位天上的父，他的爱远超过我们的想象。接下来是来自《父爱何其深广》这首诗歌的作者斯杜尔特·汤恩德的访问片段。
I'd say probably this was the first hymnthat I'd written. And it was, I mean, it's a funny process really, because I was working really hard on a different song. And sometimes this happens. It just was so slow going and it was such a pain writing this song. And I kind of wasn't really getting anywhere with it. And I just thought, oh, I need to stop just for a minute. So I just stopped andjust had this melody come into my head. You know, I just thought, I don't know where that popped up from, you know, and it's just as I was kind of relaxing and stuff. And I just kind of, this melody came to my head and I thought, actually, that seems to work really well. And I just thought, let's write a personal but in a sense, you know, descriptive song of Christ on the cross, what that means for us, you know, and but in a more personal way, I think, in a way of thinking, actually, I can hear my voice among the scoffers, you know, rejecting him, you know, nailing him to the cross, and yet he was doing this for me. So in a sense, it's a song, it's a responsive, humble song of love. So I played it at church the following Sunday and didn't think anything more of it, and then it just seemed to somehow develop an energy of its own. It began to get used in other churches, and I was using it at events, and it kind of just, you know, took off from there.
这首《父爱何其深广》大概算是我写的第一首诗歌。那个过程很有趣，因为我本来在写另外一首歌，却迟迟无法完成。我为了创作几乎哪儿都不去，非常痛苦。后来我想这样不行，我得歇一歇。结果当我心情一放松，这首歌的旋律就突然跳了出来，在我脑海浮现，而且相当完整流畅。于是我想歌词的部分就来写有关耶稣被钉十字架对我们的意义吧。但是我希望是比较个人化的，例如我也一起跟着人群嘲笑耶稣，拒绝耶稣，喊着要钉他十字架，而耶稣却是为了我而承受这一切。所以这首歌表达的是一个人谦卑的回应神的爱。之后我在星期天崇拜唱了这首歌，没有多想什么，但这首歌仿佛带着能力，开始有别的教会也唱，我在特会也唱，这首《父爱何其深广》就这样传开了。
I can't understand my heavenly father's love because I never knew my earthly father's love. I've heard that said by so many people. Maybe you've said it yourself. I can remember the times my own earthly father would discipline me in anger with a belt. And it's easy for me to transfer those memories onto my heavenly father. But our heavenly father isn't like that. He doesn't discipline out of anger. He doesn't leave us to fend for ourselves. He wants us to hear him say it. I'm not like that. I'm a different kind of father.
很多人说我无法明白天父的爱，因为我从来没有感受过地上父亲的爱。可能你也有同样的感受。至于我，我仍然记得我亲生父亲怒气冲冲地用皮带抽打我的那些时刻。这些记忆很容易会影响我对天父的看法。但是我们的天父并不是那样的。他不会带着怒气来管教我们，他不会离开我们让我们自生自灭。天父要我们听到他说，我不是那种父亲，我不一样。
That's what Bart Millard experienced in his own growing up. In the movie, I can only imagine you see the abuse he suffered at his father's hands, the put-downs, the violence, the rejection. But Bart became a Christian at a young age, at summer camp, and he was introduced to a father who was so different than the father he had ever known. And by God's grace, he knew he had a father who wanted him.
巴尔特·米拉尔德成长的过程就是这样。在《超乎想象》这部电影里，我们看到他不断在忍受父亲的鄙视、暴力和拒绝。巴尔特少年时期在夏令营里信了主，因而认识了一位与地上的父亲截然不同的天父。因着神的恩典呢，他知道天上这位父亲很乐意跟他在一起。
I think it's what Paul was trying to tell us when he wrote both to the Galatians and the Romans.That because of Jesus, we've been adopted and can now call God Abba. It's an affectionate term. You can still hear it used today if you're in Israel. Abba means father, but it's more affectionate than that. And Paul's point is that we don't have a father who is authoritarian like so many of us experienced. We have a father who cares so much for us, he's willing to give his only son to save us. And if the Lord loves us like that, who can stand against us?
我想这就是保罗在写加勒太书和罗马书的时候很想告诉我们的事。因着耶稣，我们被神收养，可以称神为阿爸。这是亲昵的称呼。今天在以色列还会用到这个词儿，阿爸。意思是父亲，而且很有感情。保罗的重点是， 这位天父并不像很多人经验里的父亲那样，只懂得以权威来压人。我们这位天父是那么关心我们，以致愿意用他的独生子来拯救我们。如果神爱我们到这种程度，谁能抵挡我们呢？
Should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss! The father turns his face away as wounds which mother chosen one bring many sons to glory.
The Puritan theologian John Owen wrote, "The greatest sorrow you can lay on the Father, the greatest unkindness you can do him, is not to believe that he loves you. Your Father loves you, and he wants you to know it. He wants to open up your heart so you can understand it and comprehend it, and he sent the Holy Spirit for that very purpose."
清教徒神学家约翰·欧文曾经写道，让天父最忧伤最难过的事，就是你不相信他爱你。没错，你的天父爱你，而且他要你知道他爱你，他要打开你的心，让你能够明白和了解他的爱，所以他赐下圣灵给你。
God's love, Romans 5:5, has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. The Spirit, Romans 8:15,you received, does not make you slaves so that you live in fear. Again, rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. Because you are his sons, Galatians 4:6 and 7, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you're no longer a slave, but God's child.And since you are his child, God has made you also an heir.
罗马书五章五节说，所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。罗马书八章十五节说，你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。 这里的心也翻译作灵。加拉太书四章六到七节说，你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入我们的心，呼叫阿爸父。可见从此以后你不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
The Spirit teaches us to cry out with joy, Abba, Father. You don't say Abba to an abusive dad. Abba is a child's response to a father that you know absolutely, unequivocally loves you. No strings attached. A father with arms always open. The Spirit will pour that love into your heart when you ask him. That's his job. You can expect him to do that. But he doesn't do it in a vacuum. He does it through his word. The way we know the Father's heart is not primarily by comparing and contrasting him to our earthly fathers. We know his heart through his word.
圣灵教导我们喜乐地呼唤阿爸父。如果父亲虐待你，你不会想亲昵地称呼他一声阿爸。只有当小孩子清楚知道父亲确实爱他，没有附加条件，随时张开双臂要拥抱他，他才会亲热地开口喊阿爸。只要你祈求，圣灵就会把这样的爱浇灌在你心里，因为这是圣灵的工作，你可以期望他为你做。但神爱的浇灌并不是凭空出现，而是通过神的话来表达。我们并不是单单借着跟地上父亲比较或对比来知道神的心，我们是通过神的话语来明白神爱我们的心。
Listen to Romans 8, and I'll start at verse 31, but just let me mention up until this point in the letter to the church in Rome, we've had 8 chapters almost about the grace of the gospel, and then Paul asks this question, verse 31, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns us?
请你听我读罗马书八章三十一节。但要留意，这是保罗写给罗马教会的书信。前八章都在讲述福音的恩典。来到这里，保罗问了一个问题，在三十一节这里说，既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白地赐给我们呢？谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了，谁能定他们的罪呢？
The way to know our Father's heart is to take a good long look at what he's done for us and to be mind-boggled by it. Look to the cross. The cross opens up the very depths of our Father's heart and shows us that he's a very different God than we could conjure up in our own dark imaginations. He gave up his son for you. He didn't withhold him, but gave him up for you so that he could have you for himself. On the cross, you see a father who reconciled himself to you at a mind-blowing cost, so he could have you with him.
要明白天父的心，最好的方法就是好好看看他为我们做了什么，并且为之惊叹。看看十字架吧，十字架使你能看到天父内心深处，让你知道他是与众不同的父亲，远远超过我们自己的虚构幻想。天父为了你而牺牲自己的独生子，好使他能够得着你。在十字架上，你看到了一个父亲为了跟你和好所付出的惊人的代价，就是为了让你可以跟他在一起。
The cross has the power to break into our darkness and show us the Father's love to bring us to himself. It shows us the lengths he was willing to go to make it happen.To make us his children, to clear the way and bring home, because as Bart Millard said, he is a father who wants us. And now that he has us, he's singing over us with love. That's what the book of Zephaniah says.
十字架有能力照亮我们内心的黑暗，显明天父的爱，把我们带到神面前。 我们看到天父为了替我们扫除障碍，使我们可以成为他的儿女，回到他家中，付出了多么大的代价。原因正如巴尔特·米拉尔德所说的，天父想跟我们在一起。当天父有了我们在他身边，圣经西番雅书说，他必因你欢欣喜乐。另一个翻译是，他以爱为我们唱歌。
I have heard so many songs, listen to a thousand tongues, but there is one that sounds above them all. The Father's song, the Father's love, you sung it over me and for eternity. It's written on my heart. Heaven's perfect melody, the Creator's symphony, you are singing over me. The Father's song, heaven's perfect mystery, the King of love has sent for me, and now you're singing over me. The Father's song. I have heard so many songs, listened to a thousand tongues, but there is one that sounds above them all, sounds above them all. The Father's song, the Father's love, you sung it over me and for eternity. It's written on my heart. Heaven's perfect melody, the Creator's symphony, you are singing over me. The Father's song, heaven's perfect mystery, the King of love has sent for me, and now you're singing over me. The Father's song. You sung it over me and for eternity. It's written on my heart. It's written on my heart. You sing it over me.
Based on the words of a prophet, Zephaniah 3:17, the Father's Song by Matt Redman, here on Haven Today. And I'm Charles Morris in a program that we're calling How Deep the Father's Love for Us.
神必因你欢欣喜乐歌唱。这首天父之歌是马特·瑞德门根据西番雅书3:17所写的。我们这一系列的节目主题是父爱何其深广。
父爱何其深广。的确是这样的，在听完了今天的分享之后呢，让李诺想到圣经新约中有一段对父亲的描述。马太福音的7:11那里说，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？那这就是关系中情感的一种表现。就是因为这个亲子关系的存在呢，做父母的就会通过把好的东西给儿女当做情感的表达，而对儿女来说呢，就会有一种得到满足的快乐。我们的天父上帝是怎样的呢？我们这些被他看为儿女的还没有求的时候，他就给我们了。他创造世界万物是为我们预备的，他也预先知道人会堕落犯罪，所以更是预备了耶稣基督道成肉身，代替我们成为赎罪祭，成就救赎的计划。在将来耶稣基督再来的时候，他更会带领我们去到他一早为我们预备好的天上的家。这些预备不仅是彰显着神的全知全能，更是体现着神就是爱，天父上帝的爱何其深广。朋友，你愿意接受这一份早早为你预备的何其深广的爱吗？
That he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss. The father turns his face away as wounds which mother chosen one bring many sons to glory.
如果关于信仰你有什么样的疑惑，或者收听节目之后有什么样的感受，都欢迎你来信跟李诺分享。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。你也可以关注良友之音微信公众号，在每周的周六周日发送节目代码711，即可收听当天的蓝天绿洲。感谢朋友您今天的收听，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。My rest.